Unbelievable. And that is Clinic live on WFMU. Triumphant return to WFMU. I'm just going to back announce the songs. You guys catch your breath and then we'll have a quick chat, okay? We just heard a Shopping Bag from Clinic, Milk and Honey. Then we heard some new material from Clinic. We heard Orangutan, Lion Tamer, Baby, and Bubblegum. Okay, guys. Now you know you got to step up to the mic and speak real loud and tell us your name and what instruments you play.
Okay, I'm Aid. I play keyboard and guitar. Bri plays bass, Carl on drums, and Hartley on guitar.
And you guys have a new album out?
That's right, yeah. Right, the new album's called Bubblegum, and that's out in October.
And on Domino?
Yeah, still on Domino.
And that was your opening, and most of the cuts were from your new album?
Yeah, it was the first five songs were all from Bubblegum, and just the last one was a bit of an oldie, bit of rockabilly, yeah. With Shopping Bag, yeah.
I thought it was a bit more punkier than the sound that you're pursuing now, which I feel is very majestic and evocative.
It's a bit more mellow, majestically mellow. Yeah.
And everybody, just as a quick reminder, Clinic are playing tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey, if the tickets aren't sold out. So please, get V to the computer real quick and get your tickets to see Clinic tonight. A couple few questions. I want to ask you about your first U.S. show.
Yeah.
Do you remember? It was, you were staying downtown in New York City.
Yeah.
And it was right around 9/11.
Yeah, it was right. The very first time that we came over here, I think it was just we were just in Boston when the whole thing happened. So we were just sort of we managed to be able to drive back into New York, but everything was all backed up along the motorway, and it was a pretty surreal, horrific time.
Now I heard that. For those of you who are listening that don't know about Clinic's stage performance, you have a certain look, right?
That's right, yeah.
You have a full I guess costume, or I don't know exactly how to describe it.
Yeah,
it's a full look. It's very enigmatic and intimidating because you really don't see your faces or your bodies and or your clothing style, and you wear masks.
That's right. Yeah, how we started out with that. It's like something like you know how you get things like Devo or the Residents or something. So it was just our bit playful, tacky pun on the band name, and since then we've sort of it's evolved a bit to include a few adaptations and stuff. And it's like last time we were sort of billing it as a summer album, so we had Hawaiian shirts with it. This time, it's going with the majestic, mellow stuff. We've got the Guatemalan tops, so it's always a bit in keeping with whatever the latest LP is.
Well, what I was getting at is, like, because you guys wear, like, surgical masks,
yeah.
Did you not donate? I thought I had heard that you donated your surgical masks to the relief workers in 9/11, because people needed masks and there were no masks to be found. And that's what I had heard.
Yeah, there was something where, because we had to supply a mask, so that was something that we were able to give out to a couple of people there. I don't know, there wasn't relief workers, but I think it was some people on the street.
Who needed to travel
first. At that time, there was, lots of people wearing masks on the street, you know, because it was just pretty heavy stuff.
I just think that's very, I mean, just the fact that the first time you play, come to the U.S. to play.
Yeah.
This horrible thing happens, like 2 seconds from where you're staying, more or less.
Yeah.
And then your costumes, sadly, ironically, come in handy to help people.
It was quite an odd combination of things, I think, for us. Just very weird setup.
No, I'll do my last thing. Just we here at FWFMU, we used to be able to see the Twin Towers from where we are. We're like literally 2 miles away. We can see it across the water. So it was, and we saw the smoldering smoke, and we could smell the smoldering smoke for months and months and months. So it's just a very, I just felt like Clinic was there at a time and a point in U.S. history that.
Yeah, it did really seem like that. You know, it was a kind of just a very intense moment in history.
All right. I know that was heavy just now. I didn't mean to be honest.
So. All right.
I will say this. I noticed that you're using a laptop.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you ever worry about getting a new email sound while you're playing on stage?
It's, plenty of times either packs in, doesn't work, or it sounds bad enough to be like that, so probably incorporate it.
Or an IM message. You've got new mail!
Yeah, so a bit of a contemporary slant on it.
No, I'm just kidding. No, well, that's the thing about Clank that I really love. I actually... We got two engineers because your sound is very contemporary, but yet very drawing, I think, like a lot of a psychedelic element also.
Yeah, that's it.
There's a lot of reverb. There's a lot of things going on that,
It's kind of got the reverb in there and a bit of, like today, a bit of wah-wah. We use phaser and plenty of echo and whatever, so keeps it colorful.
Now, you guys have been around since what, 1999? Is that correct?
97 was when we did our first single, but the first album, which was around the first time we came into WFMU, was 2000.
Scott's show, Scott Williams' show.
Yeah, fantastic. That's right, yeah, so 10 years back.
It's amazing. So how do you guys keep it fresh after all this time?
Well, for some insane reason, yeah, we just still enjoy making music, so we keep plugging away.
Well, keeping along with that, it is fresh, it's brilliant. I love the
Thank
new
you.
Record. Can you tell us about your new record?
Yeah, the new album is a slightly different tack. Like, we put it together on acoustic guitar, and rather than transferring it into a more noise-based it's not quite as weirdly psychedelic, but it's still got a few twists and turns to it. So it's not a complete departure from how we go about putting the songs together, but the actual sound of it is very different. It's got strings and, as I say, acoustics on.
I know that's the majestic orchestral aspect.
Yeah, very grand.
Exactly. Well, grand in a great sense of using it in a really a lot of gravitas.
That's right.
All right. So you have this brand new album. It's coming out
October the 4th, I think. Yeah.
On Domino. You got a bunch of other records. Do It. And I could give the whole discography, but I shan't. But we're going to post it up on our website at wfmu.org. I know people are listening all over the world, and they'll be able to access this. Your upcoming gig is tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey, 10 minutes from here.
Yeah, that's right. And we haven't played there for a really long time either. So that's a really great club for us. I think it really suits us best when you've got a bit of noise behind us and a small place. So, we're really looking forward to that.
We like to call it intimate.
Intimate as well, yeah. A bit of both.
All right, so everybody, check out Clinic's new album, Bubblegum. It's coming out on Domino in a month or so, October.
Mm.
And...
Can I just say as well that I should have got this in before, that if people want to keep checking out when it comes out, they can look at our website, clinicfood.org.
I was just about to say, exactly. Your website, just in case people are trying to Google Clinic and you keep coming up with medical clinics or whatever, it's clinicvoot, V-O-O-T,
yeah,
dot
right.
O-R-G.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Clinic has a Twitter account, twitter.com/clinicvoot.
Yeah, that's another one.
We're Twitter friends, so sorry. And Yeah, so tonight. Oh, and then also you have this big tour coming in November. Do you know? I know it may not be fresh on your mind, but
yeah,
I was talking to.
It's a full on tour around most of the country. So it gets in
the country of the United States country.
Yeah, country of the United States. Yeah, missing out Greenland this time. Yeah.
Just in case, because we do have people listening all over at this point, so. Like, I keep forgetting, oh, it's coming on at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, what day, what, you know, time zone? What's
yeah.
that even mean, you know?
Yeah, so it's, it starts off here in New York again in November, works way round to the West Coast and then back over. So it's pretty comprehensive set of dates.
So I just wanted to thank you so much. You guys, literally, you're so brilliant and so beautiful. You've been one of my favorite bands for the last 10 years. And everybody, go see them tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. They've got a big tour all over the U.S. coming up in November, following their new album coming out in October called
yeah.
Bubblegum.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to miss that. That's on the Domino label. And I just want to thank you guys so much for coming down. It's such an honor. Clinic, live.
No, thank you. I think we just really enjoyed the station and your show. So thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. And also we want to thank fantastic engineer Diane Ferris. And Stu Rutherford. Yay. And we've got our associate producer, Super. And Paulie B. Thank you. All right. And Tom Sharpling's floating around because he's just the biggest fan. All right. Thank you guys so much. I know you got to blast on out here and get over to Maxwell's in Hoboken. So thank you so much. And you have given us a pair of tickets. By the way, everybody, we do have one pair of tickets to go see Clinic tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be doing tickets giveaway very shortly. And thanks again, guys. Fantastic.
Thank
Clinic.
You. Woo!
Okay, we're going to hear a quick short song, and then we're going to do tickets giveaway. So stay tuned, everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's over here.